Our scripture reading for today is a familiar passage from Matthew's Gospel, the 11th chapter, verses 28 through 30. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. If you want to turn to that in your Bibles or the Pew Bible, follow along as I read it. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Starting a new series of sermons today that I will, in which we will explore together the various invitations of Jesus found in the Gospels. I'm sure that we have all received invitations to different events such as birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, or some other special time in someone's life. Now, the most common way that we receive invitations is through the mail or by word of mouth, or I guess nowadays through social media. Sometimes those written invitations include an RSVP, which means we are supposed to let the one doing the inviting know if we plan to attend. It's sort of exciting in a way to receive an invitation, especially if it's something personal and an interest to us and someone that we know or something that we really and truly want to do. It's kind of hard sometimes to be left out, isn't it, when other people are invited. But this invitation of Jesus that we're going to be talking about today is a general invitation, and it's to everyone who are in this particular category that Jesus talks about. There are a number of invitations that Jesus offered to different people, but the ones I want to focus on are those that center around the word come. Come. Such as the scripture I read earlier where Jesus said, "Come to me." We could consider these invitations from Jesus to be opportunities to receive something from him or something to do for him or just something that he wants us to have. Like other invitations, I believe that Jesus wants us to give him an RSVP. In other words, he wants us to respond in some way. You know, we always have the chance to say yes or no to Jesus. But if we are wise, I think we will graciously accept all of these invitations from him. Jesus' invitations. Because they will help us in some way. Which I hope will be obvious as we go along through this series. Let's start with Jesus' invitation to all those who need rest. Jesus said, "Come to me, and you will find rest." It begins with Jesus saying that those who are weary and heavy burdened are welcome to come to him and find that rest. The New King James Version says, "Come to me, all that labor and are heavy laden." That would include most of us, I think. This invitation of Jesus is extended to all who feel weary and who feel like they have been overburdened at times. You ever get that feeling? Or like those who go around carrying heavy weights on their shoulders or on their backs. Now, as we see people out walking at different times in various places, I have come to some conclusions. I've noticed a couple of things. Things that could be called maybe signs of the time. The first thing is we can see people walking along, looking at or talking on their phones, seemingly oblivious to everything else that is going on around them. Could be dangerous, basically if you're going across the street. I wonder, how did we ever live 10 years ago without these contraptions? I wonder if someday in the future we will all look back and say that those technical instruments that are so important to us now, along with the rise of social media, were one of the worst things that ever happened to mankind. I don't know, but we'll see. The second thing that's pretty common sight today is the wearing of backpacks. Have you noticed? Everybody wears backpacks. Seems like everyone, from school kids to executives and underlings working in offices, wears a backpack all in the daytime. In front of our house is a bus stop for the school kids. And I have noticed kids coming home from school with backpacks that are so full of stuff that it's hard for them to carry. There's one little girl in particular who can hardly walk because she is so burdened down with this backpack on her back with all the stuff in it. I predict that in years to come, those backpacks are going to generate a lot of business for chiropractors and for others dealing with bad backs. Get it out. But in a sense, those backpacks are symbolic. They represent a condition that many people suffer with today. I think we could say that we all have our own personal backpacks in which we put our worries, our cares, our problems, our fears, our doubts, or anything else that we carry around with us in our lives. I've said it before that some people come into the church all burdened down, and they might lay those things down for a time. They might set them aside. But then when they get ready to leave, they pick them right back up and carry them out. Do you remember that old hymn, the words of which go, "Take your burdens to the Lord and" what? "Leave them there." Take your burdens to the Lord and don't pick them up again and take them home with you. Don't carry them around with you, is the message of that hymn. Well, that's what Jesus is inviting us to do in today's scripture. This particular invitation of Jesus speaks especially to those who are weary and burdened down. Ever feel that way? Ever feel like you've been overwhelmed and you don't know how you're going to handle it? Now, I don't think this condition that Jesus is talking about is normal weariness or tiredness that we feel from working hard. When we are doing something strenuous, whether physical or mental, our bodies and our minds do get weary. And there's nothing wrong with that. It is a signal for us to rest our minds and our bodies. If we keep pushing, even though we are tired, we may get a reaction of some sort. If not now, if not immediately, then down the line. You know, there's some people who suffer from acute insomnia. That is, they can't sleep. Have you ever had that problem? Can't sleep. I guess somebody would say, "Well, why don't you just come to church and you probably won't have any trouble." Or people that have an inability to relax. They just can't relax. They're up and around. They're here, going there, doing this, doing that. And they can't ever just sit down and relax. People like that are prone someday or in danger of eventually blowing a gasket. But Jesus is talking about something different. Jesus knows that life can be hard for people. He knows that firsthand, because he became a human being and he lived our life. He knows what it's like personally, firsthand. And he knows that it's not easy. We all face many challenges in life, whether it is work issues, health problems, relationships, difficulties of all kinds, or just trying to make ends meet, or just trying to keep our heads above water. All of these challenges can wear us down and make us feel like we are carrying a heavy load. It is to those who feel that way this morning that Jesus offers his rest. And it's a wonderful rest. This rest that Jesus offers is not primarily physical, although it could include what is called rejuvenation. Jesus' rest is what the writer of the letter to Hebrews talked about when he said, "For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own work, just like God did from his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter into that rest." Now that sounds like a contradiction in a way, because we hear him saying, you got to labor, you got to work to enter into that rest. But that's not what he means. It's a work of faith. It's a work of trust rather than physical work. We remember the Israelites who had an opportunity to go into the promised land, and there they would have found rest. There they would have found the fulfillment of the promise that God had made to them. But they didn't do it. Not a whole generation, at least. Why not? The same place in that book or that letter tells us that it was because of their unbelief. Because they did not believe God. Because they did not believe that he could help them to enter into that place, into that rest. Because they did not trust him. Because they did not accept what God wanted them to have. As I see it, the same thing holds true today. The reason why many people, even those who are Christians, are unable to enter into that rest is because of unbelief. Or we don't fully trust God. We may trust him when we are sitting in church together on Sunday morning. But what about the rest of the time? What about all the rest of the days when we are on our own and we are having to face life by ourselves? Not on everyday basis do we trust him as we should. One of the reasons why we get burdened down is because we hold on to our burdens. We hold on to our hurts. We hold on to our problems. We hold on to those issues that grab a hold of us and drag us down. And we try to do it ourselves. We try to solve those problems on our own. And we can't do it. We just simply can't do it. When we wrestle with those challenges day in and day out, all by ourselves, trying to do it alone, we are bound to get weary and burdened down. A familiar verse that we've all heard many times is found in 1 Peter 5:7. Peter writes, "Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you." Another translation puts it, "Cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you." We are not supposed to carry our cares and anxieties around with us, because eventually they will probably get us down. We have an opportunity to cast our cares on the Lord, and there are two reasons why we should do that. One, because of his loving care for us, God knows that we need his help. He knows that we are not able to handle life alone. And he doesn't even want us to try. Although many people try, however, God is more than able to help us. And he is also willing, if, and that's an operative word, if we are willing to let him. To open our hearts to him, open our lives to him, give him that opportunity to show that he is able to help us. Someone has said that God has very broad shoulders. He offers his help not because he wants to control us or boss us around, but because he knows we have heavy burdens to carry, and he wants to lift those burdens off of our lives. And give us room to breathe. We can either hold on to our cares, or we can cast them on him. And he is able to hold on. He is able to help us. He is able to carry those for us. Jesus' invitation is to come to Him. That's the first step in finding the rest He offers. We come to Jesus initially to accept the gift of salvation. We also continue to come to Him in order to increasingly share our lives with Him. He wants to save us, that is true, and He will save us. But He also wants to have a relationship with us. And that's why it is so important for us to have that relationship. Jesus said that we need to take His yoke upon us and learn from Him. There's more to it than just simply making a confession of faith and being baptized and coming into the church. It's living a life with Jesus. Living a life where it is said of us when we become Christians that we are in Christ. And that means that we are living in that relationship with Him day by day. We take His yoke upon us and learn from Him. I told you before that this idea of yoking up with Jesus comes from the practice of having a strong oxen yoked up with a weaker one. If you put two weak oxen together, they won't be able to accomplish much. Jesus doesn't want to be our Savior and Lord alone. He wants to be that. But He also wants to be our friend. He wants to abide with us. And He wants us to abide with Him. That word abide means live. Live with Him. Live with us. Toward the end of His ministry, Jesus told His followers, "I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything I have learned from the Father, I have made known to you." Imagine that. Just imagine that. Friends of Jesus. What greater friend could we have than Jesus, our Lord and Savior? In addition to being that, Jesus wants to have a close relationship with us. When we take His yoke upon us, that simply means that we are joining our lives with His. He is with us to help us shoulder our challenges, our responsibilities, our problems, our difficulties, our temptations, and the responsibilities we have because we are yoked up with Him. Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." There's much that we probably don't know about Jesus. We know some things, of course, but He wants us to know Him more and more. I told you earlier that the rest Jesus offers us is not primarily physical. Although it can affect our physical beings, His rest is primarily spiritual in nature. It is a rest that involves peace in our hearts, a sense of safety and security, and a knowledge that we belong to someone and to something that is much greater than we could ever be on our own. Some people go through life feeling like there is no one who cares about them. While we were gone, we went out to supper with some friends and to a restaurant. While we were sitting there talking and visiting, this older lady came in all by herself. And she sat down beside us. And she sat there, and I happened to glance up and look at her, and I smiled at her, and she smiled back at me. And she had her meal, and we were eating our meal. And after she finished, she didn't leave. She sat there for a long time, and she just looked around. It was almost as if you could feel the loneliness that she was sharing at that point. I know I should have gotten up and gone over and talked to her and shared with her and showed her a little bit of love, but I didn't do that, and I'm sorry I didn't. But you know, there are people in this world who feel that way, who feel lonely, who who feel alone, who feel like there's no one who cares. And that's where Jesus comes in. Some people go through life feeling like they just don't fit in. They're like round or square pegs in round holes, and they just don't feel like, I don't fit in this place, or I don't fit in with these people, or I don't fit in anywhere. When we come to Jesus, when we take His yoke upon us, we find our place. And it is such a relief just to fit into that place God had in mind all along. Have you accepted Jesus' invitation to come and find rest in Him? Now, I want us figuratively, all of us, to look into our backpacks this morning. Look in our backpacks and see if there's anything in there that we've been carrying around that we shouldn't be carrying. Something perhaps that is in our backpack that we need to give to the Lord this morning. We need to turn it over to Him, because we can't really carry that by ourselves. We shouldn't even try. So if you see something, if you know of something that you're carrying, let's, as an act of faith, turn it over to the Lord this morning. Let's not try to carry it by ourselves any longer. And we will find that Jesus' rest is real. And He will give that to us as we give Him whatever we are carrying that we shouldn't be on our own. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, as we look into our backpacks today, we may see something there that has been weighing us down. We may see something that we've been carrying around with us that we shouldn't. Something so heavy that we just can't bear that responsibility. We can't bear that burden. So Father, as we sing our song of invitation this morning, I pray that we will literally turn that over to You. We will give it to You, Father. We will enter into that rest that Jesus wants us to have, that He provides for us, that we will take it into our lives, that we'll have that peace, that sense of belonging, that sense of knowing what we are here for. And Father, that You will help us to walk forth from this place without that which we have been carrying, which burdens us down. Thank You, Father, that You love us so much that You want to lift that from our lives and set us free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.